A USDA program that gives grants to farmers looking to add solar power to their operations is getting increased interest. Applications are up by 50% in some Midwestern states. Harvest Public Media's Jonathan All reports it's a trend that may continue, even without the government's help.
Chris Bohr's farm in central Missouri includes hundreds of acres of soybeans and corn. It also includes a 5,000-head hog barn. The barn uses a lot of electricity. It usually costs Bohr more than $15,000 a year to run the ventilation system, cooling fans, and lights. But for the past 2 years, that cost has been under $5,000, thanks to three rows of solar panels that sit about 50 yards away from the barn.
These systems are pretty well maintenance-free. Everything is monitored by computers. We have apps on our phones where we can actually look at the amount of electric that's being produced on an hourly basis as far as that goes.
Bohr applied for the USDA grant that paid for 20% of the $87,000 cost of the panels. He says they will have paid for themselves in 7 years, and after that, it's pure savings. And while Bohr says the bottom line was the biggest factor in adding the solar panels, there are other reasons.
And, you know, if we can do projects like this to help our environment, to save our natural resources and take advantage of something that God gives us every day, like the sun, then we need to take advantage of it.
Bohr also works closely with his electric co-op. In the sunny summer months, when the solar panels produce more electricity than the hog barn needs, he sells power back to the co-op. Jan Ahler is the director of energy solutions with the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association. He says rural co-ops understand their role in helping farmers be successful.
And they're also able to diversify their revenue streams, right? So they don't only have income coming in from their agricultural production, but they also have money saved from the production of solar electricity.
The USDA's Rural Energy for America program, or REAP, has $250 million available for renewable energy. They fund small projects where the farmer has to pay at least 75% of the total cost. Nathan Tutt oversees REAP in Missouri. He says even though the program funds a variety of energy programs, the falling costs of solar panels has had an effect on the kinds of applications they see.
Over 80% of our applications the past few years have been solar related. The economics of the industry, with it becoming more palatable for people to implement that system into their operations.
Tutt says there's enough money in the program to fund all but a handful of applications, but that could change if the popularity continues to grow. But even without the grants, the falling price of solar panels is making it a viable option. Chris Bohr says farmers are the right kind of people to be innovative and sensible at the same time.
You know, a lot of people today don't understand agriculture. We're very common sense thinkers. We think about what's practical for our operation day in, day out, and what's right for our communities.
Bohr says he's in the planning stages of adding solar panels to another hog barn he owns on a different farm, and that it makes economic sense even without any grant money. The USDA's REAP program is funded at its current level through 2023. Jonathan All, Harvest Public Media.